This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Now, it's a new hour. Rach and Anuska, have you ever had a breast cream?
No.
Well, you're both
We're both young and
well,
fresh.
You never know.
You're still young.
And whenever I hear about breast creams, it sounds like women have to put their breasts in a machine like a sandwich press and just get it squashed out.
Yeah, look, a particular somebody here at Joy once told us that her mother described it as if you were lying on the ground in front of your roller garage door and the garage door came and just kept trying to squish your boobs into the concrete. That's what it feels like. So,
well, apparently there's a new way in which you can screen for cancers in your breasts by using your saliva. And we're going to find out all about that in the next hour.
Saliva and breasts sound great to me. Now, one in seven women in Victoria will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. But as we know here at Joy, breast screening isn't just for cis women. And while necessary to screen for cancers, it's not exactly a comfortable experience.
The sooner cancer is found, the more successful treatment is likely to be. However, many people put it off for a variety of different reasons. But what if screening for cancer in the breast tissue could actually be done another way?
Well, our singing scientist Kat is joining us this morning for our monthly Queer Science segment as we find out what spit's got to do with breast screening.
Welcome, Kat.
What a lovely introduction.
Yeah, of course.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Spit and saliva go hand in hand, but we don't necessarily have to spit. But let's start with the basics. Why is breast screening so important?
Well, breast screening saves lives. As you mentioned, the earlier you can detect signs of breast cancer, the better the treatment outcomes are going to be. Because if you can target the cancer when it's like really little and it hasn't spread outside the breast to other parts of the body, then you're going to, you know, have much, much better outcomes. You don't have to chase the cancer around the body. So, breast screening is a really great way to help detect it early.
Now, the way that we heard Rach describing, and we've heard some different stories before, the way we've heard about the way breast screenings are kind of done is like, imagine your breast in the door of a roller door or a sandwich press. What are some of the problems with the current process that everyone is using when it comes to checking for breast cancer?
Well, aside from it being uncomfortable, as you've just sort of pointed out, that visual of a roller door squishing your breast, not particularly pleasant. But there is really an increased demand for mammogram services. And in as few as 5 years' time, like in Australia, we don't think we'll have the capacity to meet that growing demand.
Wow.
Plus, in terms of current practices, there is room for improvement in terms of cost and obviously patient experience.
Yeah, totally.
But really importantly, accuracy as well. Approximately 33,000 Australian women are recalled annually for further assessment and then not determined to have breast cancer. So that's what we call a false positive. You know, there's a little flag. They come in all the while. They're like anxious. They're having unnecessary procedures, further testing, and then, you know, it's a false alarm.
That's really stressful as well, which we all know stress can cause other illnesses as well. So, God, you don't want to be putting that on 33,000 women extra a year.
No. The alternative is false negatives, though. And so with a lot of tests, you kind of have to balance this idea of how many false positives do you have over false negatives. It's hard to sort of get both numbers really down. But the good news is, because that number is a little bit higher, approximately only 1,000 women discover that they have breast cancer after receiving an all clear. So the false negatives are lower.
Okay, that's good. But it definitely does speak to the fact that we need to improve the way we're doing this, or make it more accessible. I'm even just thinking a cost perspective as well for people when it comes to this situation. Bear with us for 1 minute. We're going to be back in just a moment as we find out about the new way in which we science is helping us breast screen by using spit. Go on, do it again, Rach.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dina. We are joined by Kat Nguyen, our singing scientist, talking all things breast screening this morning. Now, we need to know about this spit, saliva. We've heard about this promising new device that could do just the trick in breaking down some of those barriers. What is it? How does it work? Tell us more.
Well, it's a handheld breast cancer screening device that detects signs of breast cancer from, as you said, just a tiny sample of saliva. So researchers from the University of Florida and the National Yangmin Chiao Tung University published a paper last month that showed that this is successful. So it's preliminary tests so far, but quite promising. What's really cool is that their design uses common components like the widely available glucose paper testing strips. But then what they do is they treat these paper strips with specific antibodies that interact with the targeted cancer biomarkers. So if you're familiar with rats, which many of us are familiar with now, it's like a rat, but like next level. Because it's quantitative as well. So it's using antibodies just like a rat does, targeting specific proteins that might be in your saliva if you have cancer, or particularly breast cancer. And when I say it's quantitative, you're not just getting that yes, no band that you get with rats and pregnancy tests and things. You actually can see how much of the markers you have present. Yeah, so it's really cool.
That's really exciting. It's so funny to think the whole rat thing and the rat testing thing 5 years ago, I wouldn't have thought it was something you could do, even though, you know, we've been using things to be able to self-test with medicine for a very long time. But the thought that rats can just create this space where you can learn so much more about your body is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it requires, you know, like I said, just a drop of the saliva, but then it can provide an accurate test result even if the concentration of the cancer marker in your saliva is only 1/4,000,000,000th of a gram per milliliter. So, you know, that's hard to visualize, but it sounds really small.
I'm terrible at math, so how's that sounds really, really small.
Really, really, really small.
Wow. That's so fascinating. So how is AI helping in this space as well?
Yeah, so that's kind of a separate thing, but also with the aim of improving breast screening. So there's a project that's going here in Australia, the Transforming Breast Cancer Screening with AI project, and it's hoping to improve the accuracy of breast cancer screening by training an AI model with 4.4 million mammogram images. So that's a lot of images. Wow. I mean, that's the great thing about AI. You can train it on so much patient information and scans and history and all that data. So they're also including 200 other factors like family background, medical history, patient treatments, and survival. So putting it all together, the algorithm's pretty good at testing and picking up from mammograms whether or not someone has breast cancer. And what they've done is they've tested the AI versus human radiologists.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be slightly better. It can pick up some of those false negative cases that get missed by human eyes. So that's really great. But interestingly, the AI reader is more accurate compared to a radiologist for a patient's first screen because, you know, a person doesn't have that rapport yet. They don't really understand the patient's history. But then over time, as a woman accumulates a history of screens, the human radiologists do better. So, woo, humans.
Yay.
Humans do better with time. Computers do better first up.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so exciting to think these are just two different ways in which medicine and science are working together. Well, medicine is science. I don't know why I said them separately, but are working in such a way that they create a more positive experience and a more accurate experience for people when it comes to their health, specifically for breast screening, because we know how important this is. Yeah, accessibility is so important.
When do we think that this new way to test might become a common practice for Australians?
Well, they're hoping to roll it out in other countries first, especially countries where access to mammograms isn't so available. But because of the cost of it, it takes about $5 for the circuit board and a few cents for the strips. Like, it's going to be great to get that out into clinics and hospitals and communities that don't have access to the equipment. So it'll probably be rolled out in other countries first and then perhaps come to Australia. And it'd be great to get it into rural communities in Australia, especially.
Absolutely.
So maybe in the next, I don't know, year. A bit more. It depends on how it goes with the rollout overseas.
Yeah, but it's so exciting to think that this is even in place and the difference it can make to so many people's lives. It's absolutely important.
By the time I'm 40, 50.
Yeah, true. Oh, my gosh. I would much rather spit on something than have a roller door close on my chest.
You know what? You know what I get paranoid about with the spit tests and everything, though, is I always, like, you were saying, Kat, it just requires a little bit amount of spit. But I'm always like, no, it must be more. You've got to get the reading right. Like, I never understand how these things work.
Yeah, how strong a coffee is going to kill off my indicators if I have too strong a coffee in the morning as well.
It's like with the rat. How many times do I have to turn this cotton bud up my nose?
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, exactly. Kat, thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing with us the advances that are being made in breast screening. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we encourage everyone to get to know the normal look and feel of your breasts. So if you do notice any changes, you can chat to your doctor about them. And if you want to know more about breast screening, absolutely, please head to breastscreen.org.au.
Now, Kat, last month you promised a song. Well, Rach said you had to do a song. So, and this morning I remembered what we were like, oh, so what's going to happen?
I did not prepare a song around breast screening specifically, okay. But if we pick a topic in advance, if anyone has a topic that they want to cover, I will write a song.
Okay, that means we need to do a poll before you're on next month so that we can do that. Oh, I love
and
it.
And you'll write a whole song just for the segment.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. You're our hero.
We love it. Oh, Kat, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to chat to you again next month.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.